There's a time to sing.
Free throw up and good. There's more coming.
Yeah, there's more to that song, but either way, I always forget you don't get the references. I know Laura does.
I got that.
Especially
one.
Minnow references.
That was the Birds.
Well, those are Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's a good reference.
Yeah.
Second free throw after the first one's in is also good. So a couple of free throws for Hadelstadt, her first points of the ball game. She comes off the bench to get two for the 5'7 junior. And the Royals now, their lead is still 16 at 34-18. As we see Ari Kavanaugh for the first time.
Good for her.
Ari, a 5'8 junior, getting a little PT on the rush center. Ari has it on the left side. Now Addy has it on the top. Got Addy and Ari. Keep them straight here.
The AA.
Left side. Addy with it. Hounded by Capatillo. Sarah Shaw now dribbles it between the rings. Tries to turn the corner. Stops at the elbow. Hands it off to Leyde. Sanz de Rosas to Kavanaugh. Ari inside to Addy with the left hand. No. Rebounds right underneath Addy. The ball came. Three different Blackhawks lost the ball from each other, knocked it free, and it went right underneath the stomach of Addy. And there's one official talking to the others. They're going to have a TV timeout. They're going to call a jump ball. And the official comes over and explains it to Ryan. He pushes the official away, and he laughs, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Been a while since I've yelled fumble in Green Bay.
That's true. Hey, again, we have this great opportunity for our listeners to win this fantastic prize, a professional fishing guide service tour. All you good folks out there just need to do, text the word, believe it or not, it's Minnow. M-I-N-N-O-W.
Now you're just baiting them.
Oh, boy. The Civic Media app for a chance to win this fabulous prize. Again, the word Minnow, just text it through the Civic Media app, and good luck to everybody out there. Again, spring is, what, the 20th of March this year? That's less than a week away. Head on out to Homestead Golf Course Supper Club. Depending on the weather, course will be opening soon, maybe even today or tomorrow. We'll see what the weather does. So why not stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked menu items as you gather with family and friends? Just head on out 2.5 miles west of town on Highway 73. Say hi to Jamie and the entire gang from myself and Michael and all of us at WIRI. 14:48 to go here in this state championship semi-final as the Assumption Royals lead it 34-18. The winner will face the winner of our next ball game, which is going to start about 15 minutes or so after this one. And that between the Barneville Golden Eagles and Lords Academy.
The Knights.
The Knights during the day. Pressure in the backcourt, double team. Ari Kavanaugh back there with Leyde. Long pass up ahead. A good bounce that time for the Blackhawks. And they're going to say two-shot foul coming up on Claire Nelson. It'll be the second on Claire. Getting a little tighter with the whistles here in the last couple of trips.
Yeah, three fouls for the Royals, none for the Blackhawks.
So to the charity stripe is Addie Hadelstadt, who's 2 for 2, and she is now 3 for 3. She doesn't catch much net, I'll tell you that.
No.
Pretty pure from the charity stripe. 34-19. Again, want to stay out of foul trouble. Still a lot of game left here. Next free throw is in the air and good. Shaw and Schooley back in replaces Addy and Ari. No pressure coming at all from the Blackhawks. They got to catch their breath somewhere.
Yeah.
So they'll sit back in a man as they'll pick up at the arc as Leyde will come on a screen first from Schooley. Dribble it back and go around to Jaglinski to the left elbow. Back over to Leyde. A couple of pounds of the pavement before going to Anna Schooley. Anna goes right side. Jaglinski, little jab step, doesn't take the three. Now she gets it back. Capatillo pops out on her. Schooley on the right baseline. Ball above her head. A little high pass into the hands of Leyde. Claire down low to Anna with the left hand again, and she gets fouled. Nice spin move by Anna. It'll send her back to the free throw line as the ball is going to be whistled on Kendall Weiler. It's her first, and as you said earlier, first foul called on the Blackhawks here in half number two. 12 points for Anna. And now guys 13 as she is 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Show Addy on the big screen here. Talking to Coach Nelson. Second free throw for Anna is in the air, and this one is good as well. Both those look very nice.
Yeah, they did.
Back to a 16-point assumption advantage. Weiler over to Capetillo. Helping in the backcourt is Hattelstad. She crosses the 10-second line. Weiler has it bounced off of her knee. That's going to be Assumption basketball. Good job officiating that time as Sarah Shaw reached in, hit the pass, and went back off the knee and out of bounds, and turnover number 19 ensues.
There's going to be 24. No problem, buddy. There's going to be that just that shakiness in the start of the second half, both teams, after their halftime adjustments. That's really what this is going to come down to, but I think the Royals are in a good spot. They just got to keep hitting shots.
Sarah Shaw just blows right by the defender. Maddie Mueller puts it up with the left hand and finishes. She's got 10, and the lead balloons to 18 for the Royals. Capetillo almost walked, and then when she passed it up ahead, it went right out of the hands of Hattelstad, and picking it up is Anna Schooley. Got it ahead to Sarah Shaw. She tried to rifle it in the corner to Jay Glinski, who vacated the spot, was coming on the baseline, and almost took out of bounds.
Almost took out Cassie Mortimer there from the WIAA.
I want to do that. So the ball's going to be inbounded way deep in the backcourt as Maddie Mueller will trigger it with 13 minutes and 5 seconds still to go in the ball game. Royals 38-20. Here's the pressure in the backcourt and stolen away by Schooley. Anna going to Sarah Shaw with the right hand, and it rolls in. Thought about coming out. Sarah's got 6.5, 12 on the ball game. Capetillo gets double teamed, throws it over the top to Weiler.
Oh, boy.
Off. As Weiler tries to go back the other way, Sarah Shaw stops, lets her fly by, puts it up, misses it. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Miss Peterson. And now we've got a foul going to be called against Sarah Shaw.
In the words of Coach Klein, layups are hard. How many times have we heard him say that? And that's one. It's hard to be critical of it because she's done so well today. But I know Coach Klein's sitting there, layups are hard.
Well, you know, and she was going to go in for the layup, and then what happened was that she decided to stop, let her fly by, and when she stopped, she had it was like wide open. It was like too easy. I think she thought pressure was going to come from the backside, so she rushed it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So Coach Jellin going to take a quick TO here. The Royals have doubled up once again. The Blackhawks of Owen Withy leading it 40-20. We still have 12:37 to go, and of course, if things continue the way they are, you never know, but if they would, the Royals will be right back here to play the state championship tomorrow, 11:05. We'll probably go on the air at about 10:50 or so, as we'll be the first game of the door day on Championship Saturday. They just go in order, right? 5-4-3-2-1. So we'll start those things off if the Royals can hang on here and take this lead into Saturday morning in the state championship. But we'll go through 12 minutes and 37 seconds and hold our breath till that happens.
I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Well, we'll just continue to call play-by-play then.
But remember,
we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, we're not official.
No, we're not official.
We should have brought a bait bucket with us.
With minnows.
Yep.
Here's Capetillo in the backcourt. She gets staffed, double-teamed, up ahead to Weiler. She goes with the left hand, and then she tried to pass it. And Sarah Shaw, would you believe this? She got a hand on it and went over to Jay Glinski, and the Royals caused a turnover. That's only 27.
And we
still have over a quarter of the game left. Now turning the edge, Ballard. She'll go back
to
Shaw, who somehow saw Schooley in the middle of the paint, caught it, gave it right back to Anna, who put it up and in, and Anna now has 16.
That should be a foul. That how pretty that was.
And here's a steal almost in the backcourt by Lady, but they said she reached in and
reversed.
That's what I got on her. Team's fifth.
Schooley and Vollert both with three. Shaw with two. And Saints de Rosas with one on the court right now for the Royals. And then for the Blackhawks, Rasmussen with one, Weiler with one, and Capetillo with three.
Into the forecourt comes Rasmussen. Goes against Jay Glinski. Dribbles into a double team. Nice give to Capetillo. Oh, it looked like that might have been blocked by Shaw, but they said she got her on the arm. And for Sarah, that's going to be number three for her.
It should be against. Yep, it is.
That looked like we're a long way away, but even with my biased eyes, it looked like a lot of ball, but they're right there, so hard to argue, and we're not official.
Yeah.
Capetillo is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. She's now 2-for-3. She has 2 points, as she had that single point in the first.
We can do what we want. We're not official.
Exactly. Capetillo, one bounce, one spin, and one splash.
But if we were official, we'd have Minnow.
And you can text that to the Civic Media app. Maybe win a guide service as Lady Sons de Rosas. They leave her alone. She goes into the paint. Boy, if she could perfect that shot, that girl's going to be dynamite in the future here for us. As she just went into the lane, stopped, finished from about 8 feet away. Get down low inside, put up the layup, and got it that time for Addie Hattelstad. Their first two. Oh, they said Maddie Mueller on that? Okay, yeah, my bad. Six for Maddie. And the Royals now leading at 20, 44-24. Schooley on the left baseline. Thought about taking the 16-footer, but thought better of it. Goes to Lady again. She gets double-teamed on the baseline. Back out to Anna. Anna's on the left wing, puts it on the pavement with the right hand, goes to the left elbow, now backs it off beyond the arc. Leaves it for Addie. Left side, Sarah Shaw. Back down low to Addie. Goes against Capetillo. Kick it out. Lady for three. That's going to be short right. And the rebound volleyballed around. And last touch, I think, by the Blackhawks.
It should be.
They're going to discuss it. And they're going to say nothing. Jump ball.
Jump ball because you don't know.
So the possession arrow in favor of the Royals. And while they're going to have the possession of the basketball, they're going to take another TV timeout. We'll take a minute as well. Back with more from the Rush Center right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Minutes and 44 seconds before one of these two teams goes to the championship game tomorrow at 11:05. As of the way things stand right now, the Royals leading at 44-24, but they will have the basketball here as we come out of the TO. And Jordan J. Glinski almost straight across from us, just a little ways into the forecourt where she'll inbound it to Vollert. Addie, Lede, Sarah, and Anna out on the court for the Royals.
Oh, she thought about it.
Yep. Anna thought, maybe I'll take it. Anna Schooley. She'll spin again on the baseline, put it up. No. Rebound, however, to Addie Vollert. Over to Jay Glinski. Kick it out to Sarah Shaw. Oh, nice ball.
Beautiful.
Pass inside once again and put it up. A little bit of a partial block from behind, and the rebound comes down to the Hawks. Maddie Mueller with it. Getting pressured in the backcourt. Capetillo. She's going to get some help from Weiler. Capetillo stops and runs right into a double team. Ball comes free. It's on the floor and picked up by the Hawks. Rasmussen tried to throw it cross underneath, and it's picked off by Sarah Shaw. She's got a two-on-one right back over to Sarah. Get it over to Anna Schooley with the left hand off the basket. Rams it in between the backboard and the rim and unable to convert that turnover into points for the Royals. And now almost a backcourt violation once again. Ball into the forecourt. Rasmussen going to fire a two, just a two, and hit it. She has 6 points now, all from inside the arc. Three bomb on the way for Jaglinski, no, but Schooley with the backside rebound. Inside to Vollert, put it up, and she gets fouled. She's going to shoot a pair. So Addie has been to the free throw line one time today. She's one for two. Kendall Weiler picks up her second, team second. See what Addie can do here. Her free throw is in the air, and it is short. Claire Nelson and Ari Cavanaugh getting set to check back in for Assumption, replacing Sarah Shaw and Anna Schooley.
Speaking of that shot being short, you know what else I don't like is when the walleyes bite short and they just leave the head of the minnow on the hook.
That is frustrating.
That is. That makes me so mad.
Second free throw. Does about a 540 before it fell through. And into the ball game once again comes Kendall Mueller. We haven't seen a whole lot of Kendall here tonight. Actually, it's this morning. It seems like night because it's dark in here.
Well, when you've hardly had any sleep the last couple days, anything could be night for you.
That's a good excuse for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
And knocking away from behind. And here goes Addie Bollert. Good with the layup with the right hand as knocked away that time by Lady with the double team from behind. Capetillo, long pass up ahead to Rasmussen. She can't hang on to the pass.
Fumble
to the floor, and I think it's going to be Blackhawk ball. Yep.
Yeah, last touch by Clarence Nelson.
She just body beware as she flew to the floor. 47-26 Royals by 21.
Oof.
And the inbound, still a little bit of trouble for Maddie Mueller. She finally does get it inbounds to Weiler. Dribbles away from Cavanaugh to Rasmussen. Goes against Bollert. Rasmussen puts it up with the left hand and scores. I was worried that they're going to get the fourth on Addie right there.
That's what I thought, too.
Pulled her hand back just in time and did not pick up that fourth foul. So instead, the Jaglinski will drive it inside.
Ooh.
A little bit of body contact, and she's a little off balance when she put that up from the left side, and it didn't go. And the rebound to the Hawks once again. Maddie Mueller going against Ari Cavanaugh, breaks the timeline. Right side, Capetillo. She's going to go all the way in with the right hand, and it comes up just short. Rebound, Royals. Vollert straight up the court. Nobody stopped her yet. Goes left side, Lede. She'll dribble it, bounce it right back over to Addie, and she gets followed from behind. She's going to go back to the charity stripe for a pair as Kayla Rasmussen just picked up her second personal.
Yeah, you can really start feeling that court slide the way of the Royals. Obviously, the clock is not a friend of Owen Withy right now, but just the momentum's there. The I won't say effort, but the momentum, everything that they need to win this game is just going their way.
Bollert hits the first, makes it a 20-point lead. At what point, Michael, if you're the Blackhawks, you're saying this is going to be tough to overcome?
Personally, right now.
Now, yeah, right? It's got to be a little bit demoralizing. You're down by 21, and you've only scored 28. And
yeah.
There's only 8 minutes to go.
And you're still having trouble getting the ball into the forecourt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ooh.
That time Jags ran into the defender. Rasmussen catches it. It'll open underneath for two. And the scoreboard now, 19-point lead for Assumption. 8 minutes exactly remaining here. We played 10 so far in half number two from the Resch in the semifinal game. Bollert against Capetillo. Jaglinski to the left elbow. Back over to Bollert. Three ball. That's going to be a little bit long. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Lady Sanders Rojas. Well, if you want to come back, this would be as good a time as any for the Blackhawks as Ari comes out, as does Claire Nelson. Sarah and Anna back in. You've got to start hoping for some turnovers or 3 points or a lot of free throws because time is as much of an enemy as the Royals are right now.
Take the ball right at Vollert or Schooley. Try to get their foul count up and out of the game.
Well, that's just hoping they can get it in the front court, but they can't, as it's taken away by Sarah Shaw once again. I got 30 turnovers on the Hawks.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 31.
Jags in the corner. We'll give them 31. And now ball taken away from Addie Vollert.
That's just three and a half.
Turnover number 11 on the Royals, and there goes Rasmussen again. It hangs on the rim and falls off, and Schooley comes away with it. Gets it ahead to Lede. They've got numbers once again. Look out from behind Lede. Poked away, but picked up by the Royals. Sarah Shaw inside. Jumper from 6 feet. No. Rebound goes to the floor. That's a travel. Yep. Can't go to the floor with the basketball without getting called for a walk. Claire Nelson will come back into the ball game as she'll replace Lady. Again, if Lady can perfect that little 8-footer, she's going to be dynamite next year.
I want to give a big shout-out to good buddy Shane Stoltenpole, principal at Port Edwards, saying, hey, good job on the radio, guys. I think he's out fishing with his minnow bucket.
No doubt. As the shot doesn't go, and up ahead come the Blackhawks, still trailing it by 19, and we're under 7 minutes to go. Capetillo between the circles. Right side, that's Weiler with it. Left side, Mueller. Kendall Mueller, that is. Fans trying to encourage the Hawks, and ball goes right through the hands of Weiler into the hands of Schooley. Up ahead to Shaw. Sarah finishes it with the right hand. That's something that if you're a Blackhawk fan, you just cannot have as an unforced error and then a two-point conversion the other way.
I'm calling that the dagger, and this is it. If she would have made it. But.
Sarah Shaw just missed the layup, and she got a little bit far underneath the basket, and then going for the steal was Vollert, and she just picked up her fourth.
Yeah, that was one where there was opportunistic to get that one. You could get the foul on her, lean into her, get the foul. That works out.
See, I think that's 17 fouls. They should walk to the other end to shoot the 1-1, according to my sheet, but I'm not official.
Yeah. Yeah, you're having fun.
I could have had 12 fouls for all anybody knew out there. So we're going to walk to the other end. Royals leading it by 21, 6:16 to go. Kendall Weiler, who's had a nice day from the free throw line, of her 7 points, she's gotten 5 of them at the stripe.
Yeah, and I was right. Stelton Pohl is fishing. He's sitting on his middle bucket with good old Riley Thomas, defensive guru at Port Edwards. Sitting there on his bucket full of leeches. I don't know if I'd do that, but.
Would that be a bucket list?
Ooh, that's a good idea. I don't know.
Free throw on the way. That's going to be short. Tipped out and grabbed by Sarah Shaw. The Royals into the forecourt, 6 minutes, 9 seconds to go. Sarah Shaw goes around. Jay Glinski for three. It was right on the line. I was going to say, I got a feeling she's going to hit this one. And then Anna Schooley reached in from behind and tried to knock the ball free. Anna just picked up her fourth.
And now they've got to be careful. I mean, yeah, you're up by 21 with 6 minutes. Things are looking pretty darn good. But that can change if your two of your better players are out.
You know, I saw Creighton up against DePaul in overtime by 8 points yesterday, and next thing you knew, there's a minute 50 to go, and it was tied.
It's funny how that goes this time of year.
In rally, that's for sure. This time, the first free throw for Weiler. This one's up and good. So Kendall now with 8 points, earns the backside. And the free throw in the air, and this one is good as well. 51-32. Another timeout taken for us media type. We'll be back from the rest. Let's just do 30, Laura. 30 seconds back with more right after this.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the top.
We're back here at the Rush Center, and you probably have noticed since we introduced it back in 2013, the rush to the rush has now been a catchphrase by everybody that's heard us.
Yeah.
Have we gotten any royalties? That's my question.
Well, I don't know if we're getting royalties, but they're getting royalties as they're that far ahead. That's, oh man.
51-32, 19-point advantage for the Royals. Exactly two-thirds of the way here through this final half of play in this semifinal game in Division 5. Winner to take on Lord's Academy or Barneville tomorrow, 11:05. We'll have it for you if the Royals hang on here.
I've got a guess as to who it'll be, but I'll just leave that up to our wonderful listeners. Thanks for tuning in today, guys.
As a pass from Shaw is kicked out of bounds by Hattelstad, 5'7 junior. They'll get a lot more PT next year as a senior.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty fairly young team. They start 3 seniors. Royals, of course, start 4.
A lot of these teams here at Division 5, they're pretty darn young.
Royals, Jay Glinski, pump fakes the 3, goes all the way to the basket with the left hand and overlays it. And the rebound is secured by the Blackhawks. Looking to get a 3 here and cut this lead to 16, as they actually got it into the forecourt this time.
I don't think the shooting percentage is going to be overly impressive for the Royals, but when you steal the ball that many times, I think it works out in the end.
Working it down low against Vollert. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound. Vollert is in there tying it up.
Ooh.
Along with Carmen Fries. And the possession arrow in favor of... And it's pointing the other way. But they must not have turned it around. It's pointing towards the Royals, but they're giving it instead. Either that or they turned it too early, because you got to get it in bounds before it turns.
And now it should be.
Bounce it down low. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Schooley.
No, they flipped it around.
So now they got it going the wrong way.
Well, I think what it is we're looking at this backwards.
Oh, I don't think. I think they just said it was still there. I think they caught themselves. I don't know.
But well, I'm looking up at the scoreboard right there.
Yeah, me too. Schooley with it to the other way. Overlays it. Rebound. Put it up and back in by Sarah. Sarah has 10 in the second half. And the Royals now. Oh, up on top. It's pointing to the assumption.
Yep, got yep,
it.
Yep, yep.
Towards
that's...
It's got it towards their name. And now stealing it. Sarah Shaw again, all the way up and good. Well for Sarah, 18 on the game. And the Royals keep that pressure up, leading it by 23.
Trap there.
Again, just no need to reach at this point and put them on the free throw line, because a long pass ahead turns into be a turnover anyway. Addie Vollert, back on top, Claire Nelson, right side, Jake Lindsay, come on.
Got it!
The reason you want her to nail that is to get a little bit hot for tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Could use a few of those tomorrow. Here's a bank shot that doesn't go. Rebound, Vollert. Got Jags up ahead. It'd be kind of a risky pass, so she just keeps the dribble alive, goes to Anna instead with the left hand, overlays it, and the rebound taken out of there by... Mueller, Maddie, that is. Adelstedt, get it down inside. Good look underneath to Kendall Mueller. And Kendall gets her first two of the morning.
That was nice ball movement there.
38-54. Correct myself. There goes Vollert all the way. Blow by, misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out. Claire Nelson, skip pass over to Jay Glinski. She'll spot up a three again. That one's short. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be basketball Hawks. 3:31 to go. Back in is Rasmussen, Peterson, and Capetillo. Three starters back on the court for the Hawks. The Royals are going to send out some of their subs here.
I think they're calling off the dogs.
Hey, they're going to get Riley Stablaski into the ballgame. Great to see Riley out there, 6 foot junior. Also out on the court, Elena Aoi, a 5'8 freshman. Leyde stays out there. Ari goes out as well. And also Brianna Aoi. Royals going to go. They're going to go zone here. With a little bit of youth out there, they'll play a little zone instead of man-to-man.
Play it a little safer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dribble penetration. Capetillo puts up a shot that doesn't fall, and the board is secured by Brianna Aoi. Leyde will take it up the far side of the court as we now are at 3 minutes to the state championship game. Kavanaugh to Stublaski. Riley goes right side to Leyde. Bounce it down low. Into Aoi. Back out to Leyde. 2:50 remaining. 58-34. I think we can pretty safely say we're going to be back down here tomorrow.
Yep. At least we don't have to get up at 4 in the morning.
No,
4:30.
Get to sleep until like 6.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. But we'll take it. We'll be glad to do it, right?
Oh, happy to do it.
Riley, left wing to Leyde on top of the wheel, right side. That's Elena. Elena gives it back to Leyde. Bumped, gets a screen from Riley. She tries to pass it to the left wing, almost poked free, but she regathers. Elena, back to Leyde. Almost a walk there as the ball came free. She grabbed it, quickly got it over to Brianna. Between the circles, down low to Ari, back out to Leyde, dribbles it inside, put up the layup, she gets fouled, and she's going to shoot two. I'd like to see her. She really is a very good dribbler of the basketball. Her sister was fantastic, and I really enjoy watching her handle the basketball, and I know we're going to enjoy seeing that next year as well. Two free throws, she's got 4 points, she has... Been to the free throw line once and missed it. This time, short but rolls over the rim and falls through. Looks like Kylie Carroll going to get in for the Royals. Kylie, a 5'5 sophomore. And I think for the Blackhawks, they kind of maybe saw the handwriting on the wall at halftime, so I don't know if they're going to be real emotional. Sometimes you see a lot of emotion come out when you lose a game at the state tournament, but I think they're going to be just fine with the fine season that they had. They only had four losses coming in, two to Neillsville, a very powerful team in the Clover Belt East.
I mean, that two very good teams. I mean, obviously the other losses not bad as well, but two to a very good Neillsville team, obviously today to the Royals, who are going to be playing for a ball.
So three or five losses, not bad, huh?
No.
Kylie comes in for Lady. As we're going to have one final media timeout here with 1:40 to go. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back with what we think will be the conclusion of today's ball game. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Back here at the Rush Center, as we are 1:40 away from determining the team that will advance to the state championship game tomorrow. And unless there is a miracle of miracles, it's going to be your Assumption Royals who lead it by 25 points in a game that just took a while to get things going for the Royals. It was 3-2 early, but after that they kind of started to roll and have been doing so ever since. So we've got lots of substitutes out on the court for both teams. Good to see them get that chance to participate out on the Rush Center court.
They've worked hard all year, so they need to get rewarded too.
Capetillo going to let a three ball fly. No, Peterson gets the rebound. Get it down and low to Weiler. She has it blocked, and they're going to get a foul, I think, on Zablaski.
I believe so.
That would be the first on Riley, the junior.
That's one way to get into the scorebook, I guess.
Absolutely, right? Got coach up on the screen going, good job, good job. So the first free throw for Kendall Weiler on the way and good. Eight free throws made for
It's pretty good.
Weiler, the senior. Of course, they want to let these seniors enjoy their last time together. Second free throw on the way and good as well. So it's going to be Ari Cavanaugh to bring the ball into the forecourt with a minute 20 remaining. Right side. That's Elena Aoi. Number two, Brianna. Into the ball game is Emily Morozik, a 5'6 sophomore. And Nepal, as they try to get it to Brianna, sails through her hands and out of bounds. How many turnovers you got on the Royals, Michael?
Four in the second half, and I had eight in the first.
Amazing, I got that too. 12 total, huh?
Great minds, but we're not official.
Tegan Hadelstadt, 5'6 sophomore. We'll also see the Rush Center court. Big round of applause for the senior, Geneva Capetillo, the 5'5 senior for the Blackhawks. As we are down to 1 minute to go until championship Saturday for the Royals. Weiler, top of the wheel, left side, Rasmussen fakes the shot. They'll go right-hand side. Ball goes through the hands of Jocelyn Severide, a 5'9 sophomore in the ball game for the Blackhawks. 40 seconds to go. Rasmussen fires a three ball. That comes up short. Stablaski with the rebound. Outlet to Cavanaugh. Royals into the front court.
That might be all she wrote there, Andy.
Elena Aoi going to the right elbow. She'll stop and pop. She gets fouled. She's going to shoot two. Good for her.
All right.
And the foul, I believe, is going to be on Severide. Nope, Macy Devine, a 5'1 junior. Let's see what Elena can do here. Got a good freshman name in the book, right?
Yeah.
See if she can hit one of the two.
I'm going to hear quite a bit of her name and her sister's over the next few years.
And she hits it. Rozak back in for the Royals, replacing Kylie Carroll. Few tears being shed down.
Well, of course, there should be. If there's no tears, you didn't care.
Second free throw, good for Elena. Freshman with 2 points, 61-36. Similar to the score that they had their first game at home against Neillsville.
Yep. Pretty comparable teams, the Royals and the Warriors.
That score was 60-22, so. Ball's loose on the floor, and Ari Cavanaugh reaches in and causes a jump ball, possession arrow Royals. So, unofficially, turnover number 37, unofficially.
Oof.
Tough to win when you have that many turnovers. You have more turnovers than points.
That's a very good point.
And that's how it's going to end because we are down to our final 10 seconds. Ari's going to dribble it into the front court with 5, keep it alive with 3, and dribble out the clock. 2-1. The Assumption Royals are headed back to the state championship game as they defeat the Blackhawks of Owen Withy by the final of 61-36. Michael and I are going to add up some numbers. We'll bring those back to you. And then we'll talk about being back here tomorrow morning for the state championship game. All of that upcoming in 3 minutes as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Janine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
Back here at the Resch Center, where the Assumption Royals victorious in the state semifinals as they are able to defeat the Blackhawks of Owen Withy by the final of 61-36. The Royals jumped out to a 30-14 halftime lead as they held the Blackhawks to 3 baskets in the first half and just 6 baskets in the second half. So They only gave up 9 baskets today, did the Royals defensively, forcing 38 turnovers. Let's take a look at some of the individual team statistics. First of all, individually, for your victorious Assumption Royals, Sarah Shaw with 18 points, and Anna Schooley just a hoop behind at 16, also in double digits. Jordan J. Glinski with 10 and 8 for Addie Vollert. 5 points for Lady Santos de Rosas and 2 apiece for Claire Nelson and Elena Aoi. Royals 11 for 17 from the charity stripe for 65%, and they turn it over only 12 times. For Josh Jollings, Owen with the Blackhawks, again, only 9 baskets on the ball game. They were led in scoring 2 players, though, in double digits. Kendall Weiler with 11 and Kayla Rasmussen finishing with 10. After that, it was 6 for Maddie Mueller, 4 for Addie Hattelstad off the bench, 3 points for Geneva Capatillo, and also off the bench, Kendall Miller with the basket. 17 for 21 from the free throw line for 81%, but of course, the big stat of the ball game, the Royals forcing unofficially 38 turnovers, and they only scored 36 points. So tough to get a W if you're turning it over more than you're scoring it, and that's exactly what happened. Michael, you got a few more individual and team statistics for us?
Yes, I do. Mostly team statistics, as officially, not us, from the WIAA. We'll start with the Blackhawks, as they were 39 rebounds, 3 blocks, 4 steals, 1 for 6 from 3 with 8 assists, 9 for 24 for field goals, as you were alluding to. Not a very good field goal shooting day. And they were 17 for 21 free throws. Free throws is how they got the majority of their points, as it was just tough sledding against the Royals defense that, even though the Royals, they didn't shoot overly well from the field, and we'll get to that in a moment, they got that much more many, if that makes any sense. Looks at the basket, they made them pay. As the Royals, they were, excuse me, they had, I believe that would be 38 rebounds in the game, 1 block, 33 steals. That's unreal, in my opinion. That's a bunch of steals. As they were 2 for 19 from 3, 17 assists, 24 of 66 field goal, and they were, I believe, 11 for 17 free throws. So that's it was one-sided. The Royals kind of did what I thought they were going to do personally, and we are going to see them play for all the marbles tomorrow against either Lourdes Academy or the Barneveld Screaming Golden Eagles.
9 baskets. Owen Withey was held to 19 points from the field, 17 from the charity.
Well, it was about 50-50, though.
Just about 50-50, yeah. So that's a great big thank you to all of the sponsors, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Allowing us to make this trip down here and back and come on back tomorrow morning and bring you a state championship basketball final between the Assumption Royals and, to be determined, either the Knights of Lourdes Academy or the Golden Eagles of Barnfield. Again, a great big thank you to all of our sponsors, Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB, and Homestead Golf Course. So for our entire crew, Laura Burke, great job back at the studio.
Awesome job, Laura.
Just like an old pro in just 2 games. It's amazing the job she is doing. We thank her very much. Michael, it's been a blast. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be waiting with bated breath, waiting to do that all over again. Again, you get the opportunity. Minnow, text that into the Civic Media app for a chance to get go fishing.
Yeah,
with a charter out there.
Qualified for a guided tour. That'd be fun, huh? So for Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to victorious Assumption Royal State semifinal basketball action here from the Rec Center on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. No matter, love starts slipping away. 'Cause the life we've been living, it's harder every day. Don't let love start slipping, our love starts slipping away. Wounded love walks a real thin line. Open up your heart, maybe we can work it out. You got the kind of love people dream about. Don't let our love start slipping away. 'Cause the life we've been living, it's harder.
Feel like home's not so far away. No When she looks back, I'm behind her. I'll always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. Carolina, California. Like home's not so far away. She feels like Carolina. Looks like California. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. She makes me feel like home's not so far away.
Days where I hate my job, this little town and the whole world too. And last Sunday when my Bengals lost, Lord, it put me in a bad mood. I have moments when I curse the rain and then complain when the sun's too hot. I look around at what everyone has and I forget about all I've got. But I know I'm a lucky man. God's given me a pretty fair hand. Got a house and a piece of land, a few dollars in a coffee can. My old truck's still running good. My ticker's ticking like they say it should. I got supper in the oven, a good woman's loving. One more day to be my little kid's dad. Lord knows I'm a lucky man. Got some friends who would be here fast. I could call them any time of day. Got a brother who's got my back. Got a mama who I swear's a saint. Got a brand new rod and reel. Off this year, Dad had a close call last spring. It's a miracle he's still here. I know I'm a lucky man. God's given me a pretty fair hand. Got a house and a piece of land, a few dollars and a coffee can. My old truck's still running good. My ticker's ticking like they say it should. I got supper in the oven, a good woman's loving. One more day to be my little kid's dad. Lord knows I'm a lucky man. Say it should. I got supper in the oven, a good woman's loving. And even my bad days ain't that bad. Yeah, I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky, lucky man.
From Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
People talking about what is and what ain't country. What gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots? Is it the size of your tires and your fires, or is it what ain't country? Well, give
hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales. Bagging in boats, fishing rim lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Stepside covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. A city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around. Do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12 on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales. Bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes you country. Whatever makes you country. Country.